Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
Oh my God.
I know. It's so ridiculous.
What? It's finer.
Why? I'm unclicking.
I'm just trying to get it.
It broke down my pants. Oh my God. Oh goodness. Oh my God.
It was so tiny.
Oh, who cares? It's probably going to crawl in my brain later on when I go to bed. It's going to get my ear. Oh my God. I'm so sorry for screaming like that. I just want to say thanks to you. Thank you for everybody for tuning in. Today is April 2nd, 2020. It's the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Oh God. Is it still like.
I'm
so paranoid.
You probably have to click back in so it's not like moving so much and then reintroduce. Are these piercings on her face?
Yeah.
My God, that's a lot.
It is, isn't it? It seems very painful. It's like
even on her fingers.
Is it on her fingers?
Oh, it's in her hair too. That's probably not piercings.
No.
They're decals.
They have to be. But it's cute. Oh, it's my daughter's. Okay. What?
No, it's
okay. Okay.
I really don't know where it went. Hopefully it's not on me.
Okay.
Well.
You were literally watching it crawl on me.
I was trying to pinpoint it so I can get it.
Like how? Pinpoint it.
Like I was trying to like see where it was going so I can grab it.
Yeah.
But you were moving and I couldn't.
But how big was it?
It was tiny.
You could have just smashed it. You took the palm of your hand. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I didn't want to do that. Poor little spider. I am spider woman.
Oh, my God.
Spider man is my king.
Oh, my God. Well, little tiny spiders. I just hit the mic and everything. I feel like something's in my cleavage. Probably be in my cleavage. It's probably in my hair.
It's not. Well, welcome. Thanks for tuning in.
I feel like I have 1,000 little somethings just crawling all over me.
I'm so sorry you feel that way. There's 1,000 somethings crawling in your brain. Thoughts.
Well, of course, my thoughts. My thoughts are crazy.
Can you imagine how many people have crazy thoughts?
God, and like they don't like ever turn off. They can't stop.
And it's whatever like people think is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what we're talking about today. Like the unspoken rules of society that people have made up.
Mm-hmm.
They made up these rules that like we're just supposed
over
to know.
Time. Yeah, over time. Especially like as a parent, like trying to teach your kid like the do's and don'ts and Lord, out in public and your son or your kid sees something that's interesting. They don't know any better. And they're like, look, mom. And they're pointing. You're like, no, don't do that. That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what? They're like sitting pointing. You're like, put your hand down. Quit pointing. That is so rude. And then you're like, why? I don't know. You know, what came about that society was like, that's rude. You know, we just don't like what big story happened, you know, that
it might be guided by like society already has like rules. They have rules, they have laws, they have ordinances, they have these things that you already like that is written, that is spoken. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
Yeah.
And then like from those don't do this, there's little broken downs like.
Yeah.
Don't do it, but it's not like, it's like set in stone.
Code. Mm-mm. It's a lot.
Did you know that you legally cannot pass out money or food to panhandlers?
No, I just knew that it wasn't legal for anybody to panhandle.
Okay. Because sometimes, like, when you see them come up.
Yeah.
When you see the police come up, they're like, whoop, and yeah. then they take the little sign and run away.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like, what? I didn't know.
They passed the ordinance in Houston. Like,
you have to have a permit. You have to have, like, so many steps to... And there's probably a tiny spider crawling in my bra right now.
I don't think so.
Trying to get to my goodies. My naughty bits. Oh, God.
Right before we started, there was a little tiny spider crawling on Raquel. And I tried to pinpoint it.
Pinpoint it.
Smack it, but I couldn't.
No, she was following the little sucker as it was crawling all over me. She could have just smashed it. No. She just didn't want to hurt me. That's what it was.
I didn't want to hurt you.
You're so sweet. But next time, if you must.
Kill you.
Get the fuck out of the spider that's on me. I'm strong. I can take it. Oh, Lord. Okay, so one of the things that one of the unspoken, I want to say unspoken rules, but I guess they are spoken. It's just not talked about a whole lot, but.
Well, like it's like unwritten.
Like, okay, unwritten. Okay. Like unwritten rules. I remember like one of my examples is because I just like to know whatever it is. I want to know.
Okay.
And so as a kid, I was nosy. And, you know, when grown folks are talking, you're just not supposed to.
Yeah.
Not supposed to listen. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to church one day and my godmother was driving and her friend was in the passenger seat. And I knew better. I knew better. But it was so good. I had been waiting to know about whatever it was. I can't remember what it was. But I leaned forward. Boy. I never did it again. I mean to tell you, they shamed me.
Oh.
excuse me? This is grown folks' business. I know you are not leaning in to my conversation.
So what? First of all, why the fuck are you talking about it in front of me? I'm not grown. Don't talk about grown folks' business in front of me. So if you don't want your children to know about grown folks' business, they can't plug their ears.
They don't know what's going on.
Right.
You're just going to have to find another...
Ooh.
That's annoying.
So now it's instilled in you when you're talking and kids come up to you. It's like, hold on, grown folk business.
Yeah. Well, no, I just don't even bother talking about grown folk business because I know my kids don't, you know, they don't understand that. They're already hearing, no, don't, no, don't, wait, stop, no, don't. It's just like one more thing. Just forget it. I'll wait.
It's too many rules.
It's too many rules. It's so annoying. After a while, I know I did not like when people asked me if I was pregnant.
When you weren't pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
Don't ask women
mm-hmm.
if they're pregnant.
Exactly.
Don't ask them their weight.
No.
You don't ask men or anybody how much you get paid.
Did you know that you're not, when you notice that someone has lost weight, that you're not even supposed to say, oh, wow, you look great. I see that you lost weight.
Did
you know that you're not supposed to even acknowledge that unless the person that lost the weight says, I've been on this journey or so and so and so, blase, blase.
That makes sense because it's like, if you say like, oh, you look great, it's like, well, which one did I look like before?
Exactly.
But I do tell people like, oh, you okay? You lost weight. So you're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to.
Sometimes, you know, they sick or going through it.
And that's why you're not supposed to say anything.
You know what else? I hate when people tell me, oh, you look tired.
That pisses me off.
I'm like, I'm not even tired. What do you mean I look tired? Don't tell people that. That's so rude.
Can we just like... Can we just switch the two? Could people go ahead since they want to hear themselves talk?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot. If everyone could just switch with you know, going ahead, if you see someone, don't, you know, mention anything unless they have a booger. Can you help someone out?
Seriously.
Please don't let people walk around and you see like this nasty, gross booger. Like,
even that's like an unspoken rule too. If I got a booger, tell me.
Please, just.
If my breath stink, tell me. Why y'all talking about me behind my back?
I don't understand.
It's passive, rude. Aggressive. Yeah.
Passive aggressiveness,
that's rude,
everyone.
As fuck.
It's so annoying. Like, I can even tell, you know, like, I'll even like look for those people that can't help themselves when they notice something, they can't stop looking no matter what they're doing and talking to you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even if like they back up, like I know, ooh, it has to be me. Like either my breath smells or I have a booger or something's going on. Sure enough, I go chew some gum or check my nose, come back. And as if
something in your teeth.
Like, come on.
You know, one time I didn't know that this was like a thing that you're not supposed to do. I went to the store, and when I was at the store, I was on my phone. And when I got to the cashier, the lady said, she just looked at me and I'm like, she's like, I'll help you when you're ready. I'm like, what? And she's like, oh, when you hang up the phone, I'll help you when you're ready. And I was like, oh my God, that is rude. Like, imagine they're sitting here waiting on you, mm-hmm. like giving you their undivided attention, and you're not even paying attention. Mm-hmm. Since that day, that was probably like 10 years ago.
Wow.
I don't get on. When I'm at the store, I'm not on the phone.
Wow. I'm always seeming to like trying to get on the phone when I'm in the store because it's so loud. And I know no matter how high my volume is, I'm not going to hear it.
But I feel like I focus more when I'm not on the phone.
Okay. That's good.
Well, that's with anything.
Yeah.
But she taught me like a lesson. Like, mm-hmm. give these people respect. Attention. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
She's there, like, trying to help me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some other.
Yeah, we did some research on, like, what the general public believes, like, mm-hmm. are unspoken rules of society that you must follow. Like, you already got all these other rules.
Exactly.
That we barely even know most of, uh-huh. of them. And now you have, like, these unspoken rules. So we collected about 30 of them.
Yeah.
And this is probably not even all of them.
Mm-mm.
But some people, like, some of this stuff I've never heard of. I do know that they say that, like, don't talk in a different language in front of, like, in a group in front of somebody who doesn't know that language.
Yes, yes, like,
they even, like, made that some rules at, or policies at jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, that is rude, right?
Like, yeah, there was a whole, a controversy for, I mean, I think it still is, like, when you go into the nail salons, and you don't know what the ladies are talking about, mm-hmm. whatever. And they're just laughing amongst themselves. Of course, to them, they're just talking. But to the rest of us, we're like,
we don't know what the hell they're saying.
Oh my God, she's laughing at my toes. Right. Oh my God, I'm never coming here again.
Okay, but I have a friend who is Vietnamese, mm-hmm. and we went to the nail salon together. Okay. And she, you know, was listening to the conversations, and I asked her, like, are they talking about me or? She's like, no, they're not. They were just talking about somebody's girlfriend or whatever. Yeah. Like, they just having regular conversations.
Regular conversations. They're never, ever talking.
But it's rude, people.
It is.
It's rude to talk in another language and look and laugh.
Oh, yeah.
If you know that.
Especially if you're trying to get service from people. Like, that's your business.
People really think that, like, the nail people are out here talking about us.
Yeah. And they're not.
They might be, but
sometimes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past them. Hell, if I knew another language and my girlfriend's knew another language and I saw someone came in, I'd probably wait until they left and then say something.
Well, my cousins growing up, I used to live with them, mm-hmm. and their whole family spoke Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But I never picked up on it. They tried to teach me, but I just, like, I understand most of it now, but I can't, like, actually speak. But even that, I'm like, y'all know I can't talk it. So why are you talking, like, in Spanish? But I think they said their reasoning was they were trying to teach me, but.
Yeah, if you talk in your native tongue to your child.
But they would talk to me and I would speak back in English.
Yeah.
So it didn't really help me.
Mm. Yeah, I guess you just maybe weren't interested.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Now I regret it.
Mm. You can always still learn.
Yeah. Before this whole like coronavirus thing.
Oh, Jesus.
It's still a thing, like, to not be close to someone.
Oh God.
Like distance, like when you're in public, distance yourself.
Yeah.
Now, like, you know, it's safe to be 6 feet apart.
But. Oh, and I love it. Can I just say that? Because since 9/11, I don't like, it's really, really hard, difficult for me to like even go to church. Like I have to count all the exit doors. I don't like being like,
oh, yeah.
Oh Lord, just like a rush of bulls, like the bull fest in Spain or something. That's what I feel like. So I like the whole like 6 feet apart. Now, yesterday, me and a friend of mine went to Walmart. We had to get something. And I mean, to tell you,
condoms for the quarantine.
Stop it. anyways, we were in line. And I don't know if it's just me and my energy, but there was no one around. And before I knew it, it was just me and him standing there. And someone started talking to him. That was a man that was standing in front of us, started talking to him. Then the man backed up with his basket and kind of like grabbed my friend by the forearm, like, let's move back, you know? And then the lady, there was a lady, she looked like a nurse, and she was like, I said, hey, I like your piercing. Like, she had like, it's not the Monroe, but it's like right there by your eye, whatever. Anyways, before I knew it, these people were like surrounding us. Like, I could feel their breath on me.
Why are they so close?
Like, you know, it's just, we're people, we're humans, and like engaging in a conversation, what happens? You move in, you know, especially when like a punchline is coming. So even my friend that I was standing next, like you could totally tell he had like forgotten. And baby, I mean to say, I'm sure you could see beads of sweat. I'm sure I look like a platypus because I was
in the back
like,
of her mind, all she was thinking about is coronavirus.
Get the fuck back. What's that song? Give me 50 feet.
Yeah.
Oh. Woo!
All you have to do is wear scrubs to a store.
Yeah.
And they will back the fuck up.
You know, and I did not have my scrubs. It was my day off, so I didn't have my scrubs on. And
poor little vet techs. Little vet techs have to wear scrubs. And yes. People are thinking like, she got the virus.
Yeah.
She's just cleaning dogs. Oh, wait, they don't clean dogs.
Yes, they do.
They
even pinch their anal glands, you know.
They fix dogs.
Mm-hmm. They do surgery, get them anesthesia.
Okay, I'm sorry to the vets. You're not.
They check them.
You're not groomers.
They're not
doctors for dogs.
The doctors, you know, they do the little checkups, brush their teeth, and.
Oh, you know, I don't like animals.
Get their shots. I remember taking one of our little dogs to get his ears clipped.
Hmm.
We had a Doberman. I'll never do it again.
Why do you need his ears clipped?
They say that it's easier to keep their ears cleaned. And before I knew it, like I kept, like the doctor kept talking. And I turned around and said, I'm literally loading up an injured puppy that I brought here and was literally lied to. Because you guys told me that to get his ears clipped meant to keep him, like to keep them, you know, clean. Like it was helping him out. That's what I'm doing. No, it's for the look. Never again.
Oh, that's sad.
It's so sad. Of course, they all look so cute, but nah.
You taking off a piece of your ear so you can look good?
How about you do it first and then do it to your dog?
That's equivalent to plastic surgery.
It is. People are weird.
I'm going to get plastic surgery when I grow older.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get like bigger boobs? Or?
No, I don't want no boobs. I want to keep my face looking right though.
Okay. All right.
If it works out that way.
Hey, listen, it will. Because we like to look good. I know I do. Okay, so more of these unwritten rules.
I think we're on number six.
Oh, number six? Listen, I don't know about you, but I got in trouble, like grounded.
Oh, yeah. I'm a loud mouth. I was a loud mouth. So they say don't speak loudly in public places.
That is so hard for me.
It's annoying to a lot of people, though.
It is. It really
These
is.
These kids, they're being so loud. They put like immaturity with loudness.
Loudness. Because they just...
But folks, if you didn't know, it's an unspoken rule from the general public to not be loud.
Exactly. I don't understand.
We're going to do whatever the hell we want to do. How about that?
Exactly. Especially
How
like
about that?
No, especially if someone's like far away. When I yell, it's for a purpose. I don't ever do anything without a purpose.
You know what, though? I don't like it when staff yells at the kids down the hallway.
Oh,
you do that a lot.
I do.
Oh, I'm like, oh.
I love it. I'm not getting on to them when I'm doing it. I just feel like I can do more.
Oh,
instead
excuse
of
me.
Taking
Sorry,
20
you're not
minutes
boring.
To walk down from one end to the unit.
Mm.
My little legs are tired.
Get your steps in.
I do, man. Like almost a million steps.
I need to.
But I feel like that little, what's that, that Looney Tune cartoon, the Michelin Man? The Marshlin Man. Michelin, yeah.
He's a Michelin Man.
Fassie's walking down. Trying
Girl,
to talk to
shut
people.
Up. You are that's funny.
That's what I feel like I look like. What's another one?
I wrote this one. Because I firmly believe in this.
Okay.
Let people come out from the elevator before you start getting in. If you see me in the elevator when you get in,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to get out, move out the way. Why would you come all the way in the elevator and then I have to maneuver around you to get
mm-hmm.
out?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is not about you.
Okay.
This is not your world.
Can I just say, I believe that, and maybe it's just me, but when I look at an elevator and people are so standing,
I look mad. I feel mad.
You look so irritated. My problem is that I think a lot of people think of the elevator of like, I don't know what it's called, but it has a lot of doors. It's at like the front of the hotels. You get in one and you swing the door.
The revolving door.
So mm-hmm. I think like with an elevator, when the doors come open, I think of a revolving door. Like I'm going to come in on one side. Everyone else is going to come on the
That's
one, gather
works,
on one
baby.
Side and then come out like a circle.
Baby, that is not how this works.
Everyone's supposed to stand to the side.
Yes.
But I don't think it was ever explained.
You're in the elevator.
Because I really
You're
believe.
In the elevator.
Uh-huh.
And the door's open.
Mm-hmm.
I look to see if you're coming out. And yeah. if you don't move, I say, are you coming out?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, no, then I get in. But if you're coming out, I move out the way.
Okay.
So you can come out.
Uh-huh.
This ain't no revolving door. Let me in. Let me out.
Yeah, I was about
Confused
to say.
Said, let me out.
Yeah.
Claustrophobic.
It could.
Sorry I'm yelling like this.
It's okay. It's okay.
I feel very passionate about this.
It's, you know, I can understand that yelp. It's like when I see, like, tall people that get too carried away and too happy and they just want to grab on me and pick me up. That's kind of how I feel.
When, oh my like, God.
Like that's just
it's
so
like
rude.
Crossing a boundary.
Yeah, that's another
unspoken rule.
Yeah,
too.
Like don't just because.
Just because you think we're cool, don't touch me.
Yeah, I'm not a figurine, bitch.
Right. Don't poke my shoulder. Don't tap me. Don't give me hugs. Don't high five me.
I hate when you're like, ooh.
Don't pat my motherfucking head.
I'm not a dog.
Right. I know I'm like 4 feet tall,
you?
But goddamn.
I'm still a person.
Goodness. Oh, I didn't know I was going to get this.
I even had a child walk up to me one time and say, oh, my God, you are just so cute. I just want to put you in my pocket.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. And I said, what the fuck? What the? Oh no!
You didn't say that to the kid.
We were at Disney World. The fact that a child came up and told me that, most certainly so. You know who I am.
Oh my God!
I most certainly did say. What the fuck?
Filters.
Turned around. You know, I'm just fooling with my kids. Just, you know.
This is not right.
Yeah, like, don't. I even had, like, a woman come up and pick me up just because she knew that she could. But at the same time, like, damn, bitch, you look really silly picking up grown people, first of all.
There's got to be a fetish or something. She's, like, one of those people who sit at home just looking at pictures of people picking other people up. Fetish.
Like what?
That is an unspoken rule. Don't go up to nobody touching on them, picking them up.
Oh, especially like touching their hair. Oh my God, look at your hair.
Oh my God, that is so
curly. Look at how curly this is. Oh my God. One of my girlfriends turned around because she was so tired of it. Now she's black. Her children are black and half Hispanic. And the teacher was like, oh my God, I just love all of y'all's hairs. Always sticks nice. First of all, what the fuck, bitch, is that supposed to mean?
All of y'all.
Hair is always fixed, always. Is that what we're supposed to be? Aren't we all supposed to be looking nice?
Yes.
She's like, I just don't know how you do your hair. Oh my God, it just feels like a sponge. You know what she told this teacher? She's like, oh my goodness, I just love your hair. Because the teacher's white. It's so silky, so limp. So lifeless.
It just kept going.
Yeah, that's not okay.
I don't like
people touching my hair either. I don't know where your oily hands been. Like, no, this takes a lot to get this clean. And
yeah.
Can I touch it? No, you can't touch
dirty
it.
It changes your hair.
At least sometimes people do ask, like, can I touch it? That gives me the opportunity to be like, no.
Exactly.
No, you can't touch it. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, no, please don't. Leave it alone. My sisters have a problem when I'm not wearing my hair up in braids or twists. Because I'm from Texas, damn it. And everything in Texas is big, okay? Mm-hmm. I like big hair. I put way too much, like, weave in my hair because I want it to be big. Mm-hmm. I love big hair. And I fix my hair. I, like, curl it, and I want it to be, like, big. It's my personality. And they'll, like, we'll be going places and, like, oh, my goodness. Oh, and like I was talking to old girl about this and this man pulled, you know, like whatever. And I see their hand coming up to touch my hair. I looked at her, I said, look, I'm not lost. I have been around a curling iron or two. We all know mama burned my hair off. I know what I'm doing. Do not rearrange.
Mama burn your hair off?
Yes. She didn't know what she was doing.
The white mother, right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Some of the stuff that I had to go through.
This is not a reflection of me.
Oh,
I can do your hair.
Oh, my God.
I can
braid. I know you can.
Everything.
I know you can. This woman didn't know what. She put her best foot forward. She really did try.
Thank you, Mama.
But, I mean, she just literally just. I saw. I could feel the flames on my neck. And then like smell burnt hair. First of all, that is the worst smell.
What? She put a curling iron on your natural hair?
She put a hot comb.
Oh.
Yeah, we're trying to straighten.
You gotta know how to use those.
Yeah, you gotta know how to use it. And it wasn't even like.
I used to hot comb the little girl's hair that I used to nanny back in California.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun if you know how to do it. And I still have it.
Oh.
I still have it. And like, you know, sometimes I keep take care of it and I still have my stuff and, you know, it works. I'll turn on the stove and
I can do it for you one day.
Oh my God. That would be so much help. You know what? Another thing that pisses me off when I was pregnant is men would come up to me.
Men love pregnant women.
They most certainly do.
Oh my God.
But y'all need to back the fuck up. What gives you the right, the audacity to ask me if I'm going to breastfeed or bottle? Bitch, that is none of your motherfucking business
She's
to start
a lot
with.
Today, people.
I have just been so fired up talking about this little unspoken rules. What? And then has the audacity to then tell me, well, you don't know the benefits of breastfeeding? Bitch, if you don't get out of my face.
My goodness.
That's how I feel about it.
Men do love pregnant women.
And that's okay.
I don't know why.
But why y'all gotta get... Why?
You're just so beautiful.
I guess. And I always got hit on as a pregnant.
I don't know if I got hit on. I can't really remember. But I don't know why I know that men love pregnant women.
They just... You know,
they love women like... New mothers, too.
Well, and I heard that they love, and the reason why, like, women are like some of those women are always pregnant is because I was, like, reading this in an article that says a man loves, like, when a woman is walking back and forth, they love to see those childbearing hips. It's like they want to give them a baby.
I got them, but don't give me no more babies.
I don't have any child. I don't have the hips, but I got the childbearing booty. If that's a thing. I got the booty. What's another one?
People borrowing shit.
Oh. That's another one.
If you're my neighbor.
I'm just going to give it to you.
Borrow something from me.
I don't want to have to keep remembering to myself.
I'm not that type of person.
My vase. Sarah has my vase. I gave it to her for that birthday party. She never brought it back. Should I text her? It's just a vase, but I have these flowers. I really want to put them in there. It's just a vase, Raquel. I'll just go get another one. Like, fuck it. I'll just give you the damn vase so I don't have to keep worrying about...
I'm not
my shit not being returned back to me.
Don't ask me to borrow nothing because you ain't borrowing it.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm that person. Like,
yeah.
If you ask me to borrow my camera, I'm going to be like, no, you can't borrow my camera. This is my camera. Go buy your own camera. Because people have a tendency to borrow stuff with the intentions of keeping it and don't give it back.
Wow. So it's a polite thief, basically, is what you're saying.
You can't borrow nothing from me. You can't. I may lend somebody some money. It depends. But I only let people lend money if I have enough to lose that.
Okay.
Like if you ask me for like, you know, $50, I'm be like, okay. I don't want to have to keep reminding you to give it back to me though.
I hate that.
Cause I will remind your ass.
Oof.
Hey, you got my $50? Raquel, where's my $50?
Damn.
Can I have that $50 I let you borrow?
Oh,
girl, God. Don't ask me for nothing else until you give me my $50. You can't do that.
I'm waiting on about $600.
$600?
Mm-hmm.
You let somebody borrow $600?
Well, not one person. Of all of $600.
You let people... Multiple people borrow $600 total?
Yeah.
Recently?
Mm-hmm.
About a week notice, you need that money back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't never ask nobody for money. I can't.
I mean, I have. Only because I knew that if I didn't, I was going to be in a bigger bind than what I was already in.
If you ask somebody and you have that option.
Yeah.
Like for me, I don't really have very many options. And I tell myself.
You don't want to put yourself in that position to even have to ask anyone.
And I don't want to have to pay nobody back. Because I might not be able to.
Exactly.
Especially if I need money and I'm trying to play catch up. I'm going to put myself a little further behind.
Exactly.
So I'm going to find a way. I'm going to hustle. Yeah. I'm a hustler, baby.
Or, I mean, I remember telling someone, look. I need $200. I'm not going to be able to pay you within 3 months, but I will pay you.
That's good if they know.
I will pay you.
We want to know.
I'm not going to do this. Oh, I'll make you a sandwich or make you some muffins. You know, take off $15.
People do that?
Girl, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. There was this one person. they wanted me to, like, help them with their hair. And so, like, I didn't have any problem with it. Like, I'm a people person. I like to be around people. To do hair, oh, that's another interesting thing. People mm-hmm. in hair, let's do it.
Yeah.
But I did ask them, like, you know, because, you know, money is time mm-hmm. and time is money. I do come to work for 8 hours and I'm going to spend like maybe 2 hours after work, help you with your hair. Could you, you know, pay my, you know, gas, spot 10? Never happened.
Let those friends go.
Huh?
Let those friends go.
Yeah. I had to, but they ended up having something else in mind. Like, you have to be upfront. Like, if they owe you money, like, hey, I want the money back. I don't want the money in the form of things that you bought to give me to take off what you owe me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were doing.
I bought you this, this meal. So yeah. Just take that out the money that I owe you.
Exactly.
No, I didn't ask you to buy me this meal. Exactly. I did not say I was hungry.
Exactly. Shit. Exactly. Or how about, hey, let's go out to eat. And you pay for yours. And then they're just looking at you like.
First of all, don't ask me to go out to eat. And you're not going to pay for my stuff. Now, if you say, well, what's the thing? So if you say, hey, Raquel, you want to go out to eat?
Hey, you want to go? That means that you're going to pay for me.
Okay.
But if you say,
I'm sorry, I didn't pay for you when we went to Olive Garden last time.
Oh.
We paid for ourselves.
We paid for ourselves.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I invited you. I was supposed to pay.
No, I thought we were going to go eat. I wasn't even thinking about. Oh, well, she asked me to, you know.
But what if you didn't have no money?
Oh, I would have told you.
Okay.
I would have said, sure, you want to pay for me? Because my money's
funny. I think
that's
the thing. Like, nowadays, like, if somebody say.
You have to be very clear.
Yeah.
About stuff like that.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I've asked plenty of times, like, people like, hey, you want to go get something to eat? And I've heard, like, I ain't got no money. Or, yeah, if you pay it for me.
Yeah, I have
heard
that.
And then I had to make a decision, like. Oh, never mind.
Never mind. Yeah.
Or, yeah, it's cool. I got you.
I want to go. Like, I will go up to people and be like, man, I want to go get a drink. Want to go get a drink? No, I'll pay for you. Okay. All right, let's go. Like, me and my girlfriend, we do that with each other. She's like, hey, I'm here. Meet me here. I'll be here for about an hour. I'll buy you 2 drinks. And so, like, the next time, I'll buy her something. Mm-hmm.
That like gets your ass out the house.
Yeah, it does. I just don't like going to the bar all the time, but whatever.
So this is what the people are saying, okay? Mm-hmm. This is not like, not mm-hmm. that we abide by everything and some of the stuff we
13.
Didn't even know.
13.
Oh my God. Don't support people.
I am going
to their homes without informing or being invited by them. You know what? I've done this like 3-4 times in my life.
Yeah.
And every time that I've gone to someone's house, mm-hmm. something that I didn't want to see was there.
Oh, God.
I've done this. But I've only done this with guys that I was dating.
Okay.
But I do have an issue with people who come to my house and don't call. Like when me and Dee first started dating, mm-hmm. his mama used to come over our house without telling us.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, she would just pop up. Or she'll call and be like, hey, I'm on my way. And it's like, hold on, wait, what? Did I say? Lord.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel like, I feel like it's okay if family comes over.
Hell no.
I honestly don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my previous relationship with my ex, oh Lord, God bless his mother. Woo, she's a lovely woman. She's a lot to take. If she ever hears this, it is the truth. I love you, but you're a bit much. So I would feel.
I need that disclaimer too. I love you too.
But I would feel like a little like, when they would come over, you know, like, but anybody else, unexpected, because this is my deal.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like you. Like when someone says, hey, how do I look? Remember that one day you're like, want me to tell you the truth? don't come talking to me if you don't want the truth, because that's all I am.
Did I'm tell you the truth.
Yes.
I
was walking with you though, and you told you someone asked you a question. I was just giggling because I knew you were serious. But I'm like that. I'm that way. Like if my friends want to come over and they pop up. The only reason why I would be upset is if I didn't have like anything to like offer them food or drink.
Oh my goodness, you're so nice.
But obviously they come over. A pop-up obviously is to like see me how I am. And so I'm like, hey, it's clean today. You're going to come next week. It may be dirty. Who knows? But this is my humble abode.
See, we're kind of different. Do what you do. Because like you like to be around people. You're like a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm just not that person. I'm like a hermit crab. I like to be at home. I like to chill. Like I don't like to be in crowds. I don't like to entertain people. I don't want nobody at my house. Like, get out my space.
Yeah.
Don't be coming over here without, no.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm dating somebody, you damn sure just can't pop up in my house.
Okay.
Because I might not just be dating you.
Okay.
Might be dating somebody else.
Exactly.
I might, you know, dating is not a relationship. If I'm in a relationship, that's something different.
Exactly. Your dating means y'all.
Like, Dean can come over anytime.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, the camera stopped recording.
Oh, uh-oh.
It's okay. We'll still listen.
Yeah, we'll still talk. Okay, so a little side note when you said dating. Now, I feel a loss on a lot of this because I don't know about a lot of this. So this is very educational for me. But can I tell you that I was rebuked once because I was in the store and I had seen a coworker, but he wasn't alone. He was with his other person, whatever. And so, you know, like when you're at work, you joke about the things, whatever. So like, I just happened to make like, I didn't even make a comment. I was like, hey, like the way I said his name was like how I would say it at work. And so like, he wasn't, I mean, like later on, like he gave me like this look. And when I mean like rebuke, like it was like in a look like, bitch, I know you are not trying to talk to me while I'm with my chick. So I didn't know like.
My God.
Like, so that's also another, like if you see your coworkers out and
that
about.
That makes sense.
I'm like,
just
you
like,
are not.
Say what's up and keep rolling.
You ain't supposed to say even that.
Really?
No.
If I see you outside of work, male or female, what's up?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's who we are.
Who is this?
Man.
You can tell me off.
Huh?
You can tell me off after we finish recording.
Oh, it wasn't anybody that you know.
Oh.
This is like just, but I've had, it has come up in conversation.
Crazy. Don't you be talking, shut up.
Like, yeah, like. What does that mean? Like,
but y'all didn't have nothing going on, huh?
No, absolutely not.
So,
but so why would y'all make that a rule? So that everyone can just
nobody
be okay
knows
with
that.
Cheating? So you can always have like your little.
That's sad.
Like, oh, I saw old Joe at the market again. Really? Him and Sarah just went on one day. No, he had a redhead on his shoulder this time.
Goddamn show.
Man.
What about some of these things I don't know.
Why would anybody spam someone's message box?
Oh my God. Old people do that.
They what?
Old people on Facebook. Old people don't know how to use Facebook. They constantly send chain messages. And they're sending to everybody in their mailbox.
I hate chain messages.
I cannot deal with it. I have a same guy who messages me all the time, just like random spam messages. And it's like, thank you for updating me again, Dwayne. I really appreciate it.
Damn. I hate when I get locked into those group messages.
My God.
I can never get out.
It's like the forward stuff.
Yeah. And I keep asking. I said, I know everyone is in here looking at me. Y'all see, I'm trying to leave. How do I get out of here?
Yeah.
And they just suddenly just keep talking.
Yeah. They have to stop or like take you out.
I said, stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What about when people tag you on Facebook? I have it to where, like, if you tag me, like, it's not going to appear on my hot, on my
timeline. What were we doing? Who, especially, like, if it comes from, like, so I feel like I have different groups of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I'm tagged in some of my photos from, like, other girlfriends that I hang out with, I get so nervous because we really ham it up.
Oh,
we really ham it up. I don't know what it is. It's like...
being like, I don't want Lucy to see me like this.
Right, yeah. It's like, oh, God. It's like when a bunch of guys get together that testosterone, and it's like, and they're like, they one bad idea, and they're like, yeah, it's awesome. So they're like all going to like streak down a street, a neighborhood street, and like at night, of course. But it's like, we will do something so crazy like that. And so, like, I get tagged, and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, God.
You can untag yourself.
Who cares? Just been on there for seconds. Seconds.
Ruined. It's ruined.
I'm like, oh, what was I wearing? Oh, God. Oh, yeah. So it's just, no. It just never. And, of course, I don't know about you, but when I get drunk, I don't have that luxury that everyone else has. Where they have these blackouts. No, bitch. I remember everything when I wake up. And it's just
blackouts,
like,
with air quotes, people.
Yeah.
Because we know your ass did not black out. I don't know what happened. I blacked out. Shut your ass up. No, you didn't. You just use it as an excuse.
Really? I remember you remember when you gave that guy your camera? I remember you tonguing that one guy. All of this.
Mm-mm.
They're like, girl, I don't remember shit. I don't remember nothing.
They lying.
I'm
a skeptic. They are lying.
Because I remember. That's why I don't get drunk. I don't get drunk like that. I can't.
I don't
remember all the stupid things I did.
I know you know this one. When you walk into somewhere, mm-hmm. like if you go into somebody else's house or some, like when you walk in, you speak. You don't expect other people to speak to you.
When you walk into a room where people are already in,
mm-hmm.
of course you're supposed to address them.
Some people don't. Some people, girl, I've heard stories about like women, they sons dating this little girl,
mm-hmm.
and the girl walks in and don't speak. And so it's like, hold on. Right.
So disrespectful. And you know good and well, though, that child has.
Right. Whenever you walk in somewhere, it is your responsibility to speak first.
Yeah.
Do not look for other people to speak to you.
It's not a birthday party. It's not right. your fucking birthday.
It's not. Right. This ain't your world. You walk into a meeting. You're supposed to speak.
It's like,
hey, y'all, sorry I'm late. Hey, y'all, how y'all
exactly.
doing?
Like, exactly.
We're not here to greet your ass.
No. It's that's like something I have to get on to my eldest with. Because I think, like, even as like little kids, they get used to being smiled at and oohed and awed.
Mm.
And even like teenagers, they are still in that mindset of where they're expected to be. Oh, look, a child's here. Ooh, ah, mm-hmm. who are you? Whether it is positive or negative. But as far as grown folk, like, what the hell? Where have y'all been? Y'all know good and well, because y'all are passing this down to your own kids, mm-hmm. and to your nieces, and to your nephews. So, Like, I've seen people come into work just kind of waiting around.
Like, what?
To be noticed.
Girl, Pa. Hey.
To be noticed, because they look like they spent a couple of minutes on themselves. Get out of my face. Or you have people... that will just like, they'll tell you, oh, come to me because I'm sitting down. Come on over here. Give me a hug.
Oh,
tell me hi.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
I don't like that. I don't do that. I don't touch people.
No.
Don't hug me. Mm. I am not a hugger.
Really?
You know that.
You will be when I'm done.
I'm so glad we can't touch people. Some people don't respect me, but...
All the men that I can't just accidentally bump into.
Polo man. Y'all are missing out, baby. God. She got a dump truck on the back of her.
Okay. And it's not... I'm not a man. Like, you know, men can look at women and they're satisfied with what they see. I'm not that.
You want to touch it and caress it?
I need to just... Oh, Lord.
Fill it up.
And fill it up.
Make it yours.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Good Lord. Oh, these shoes of mine, I could just never get right.
I'm always tripping.
Always tripping on something, Lord. Well, thank you for being such a sturdy statue of a strong man. Catch my fall.
Well, let's see. Let's go over one more and then
we'll see. Oh, number 10.
Number 10.
I don't know about you, but I
thought... Oh, yeah. Be respectful to waiters, guards, etc. Don't forget to thank them for their services.
Yes, remember seeing that. Did you ever see that movie, Road Trip?
I don't remember that movie. I know what it is, but I don't remember it.
Oh, my God. I forget the actor's name, but he appeared in Supernatural. Woo! Love Supernatural. Texas Boys. Anyways, but he's... I remember one scene, he's like real thin white guy. And has like this bubble at the end of his nose. Anyways, he's hilarious. And Road Trip, they were being rude to the waiters. And so I remember like they asked for toast. And like one guy went in the very back after being insulted and picked his pubes.
No.
Sprinkle some pubes and some dandruff.
Y'all be nice to people for your own benefit. Because okay. You don't know who spit you drinking.
Exactly.
You
don't and know. People are like, oh no, I paid for this. They're going to make it the way I want it. I'm like, okay, you're going to be the one to get the booger in your food. Yes. So I'm always the one that's like,
I know. I have a tendency.
Don't you worry about me. You seriously, do what you do.
I got a tendency when I go somewhere with somebody. We have a friend, a mutual friend,
okay,
who I hate going to order food. You know who I'm talking about. Because she is so particular.
So particular.
So specific.
Oh, and it's just like...
And if you don't get her order right, she's passing it back. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody paying for their food. Mm-hmm. It's too much.
I just know. We're all going to die.
From the salmonella.
From the salmonella. Or needles. The person putting needles. And all of our Subway sandwiches.
Oh.
Just because some pepperoni and mustard touched. Can you please
I
let
went to Subway for her one day.
Let it go.
And I came back and she was like, this is not what I ordered.
I was put on blacklist by her. Do you know how happy I was?
Right. Seriously, I ain't going nowhere for you ever again, woman.
She was like, you cannot be trusted. I said, no, I can't be trusted. You just give me anxiety. I'm happy to have been blacklisted.
Right.
For
no one can go get her food now.
Yeah. Because I would be like, you know.
Because she literally is like, excuse me, did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
And it's not like, it's not nice when she goes to the drive-thru.
No.
It's like, let me get and yes, I want the tomatoes and the lettuce and I want the mayonnaise separated. And can you cut that in fours? And can you, excuse me, this is not cut in fours. This is a two. Can you, do you not know what a two and a four is? I'm like, okay. I like to cancel my order, please.
Oh my God.
I don't want that no more. If it's going to put it in the same bag with hers, I don't want it.
I have been with all types of people that order. I've been with that type of a person. I've been with the person that didn't know what they wanted. And then by the time they did get it, they didn't like it, but they wanted to taste yours. And I was like, bitch, get back. I'm going to take my shoe off and beat the fuck out of you. Like, don't touch my food. Don't breathe on it. Don't talk over it. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me when I'm sitting down.
Know what you want.
Know what you want. You know that you're already difficult. You already know what you can't have and what you can't have. Why are you still contemplating?
Mm-mm.
I've seen it all. I have seen it all.
Well,
when we're in large groups like that, or just in like small groups and the person's like that, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to eat the food because I am convinced that those sweet people, they're angels. All these people out there that making food, serving food, It gets boring. I used to work at Sonic and it was boring after a while because I was eating the food. It was so good. And I just want to say thank you to all you servers, cooks, restaurant people. It is not. And a lot of the restaurant people, you know, restaurant owners, they're not people persons. You know, they don't like to be around people, I'm sure. I'm a people person, so I wouldn't mind it. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
People get on my nerves.
I see colors, explosions. I just, oh, goodness. A conflict? What?
Here I am. Call me Conflict Junior.
Yeah, Conflict Junior. No, I love it.
Well, thanks, guys, for listening to our unspoken rules of society.
Yeah.
We learned some new things always, together.
Always learning new things, educating ourselves, empowering ourselves is what we're doing.
I can't sing.
So, men, please don't touch women's bellies when they're pregnant.
Oh, my God, no.
But can I just ask, why is it offensive for a woman to be asked her age? Because I don't mind telling my age.
I think growing up, that was a thing. Like, in the older generation, was like, you never ask a woman what her age is. Because I never thought that it was offensive either.
They take offense if you say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know?
It depends on the generation. Because even, like, I don't care if people ask me how old I am. I look young.
So do I.
So. Yeah. It's just like.
People
I'm proud to tell you, maybe.
I mean, if I'm having a bad day, yeah. But even like watching Golden Girls, they always fib. Like they were always 10 to 15 years from what they really said. I'm just like, what?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely 21. Can I pass for it?
No.
What?
No.
How old?
You could pass for 25.
Okay. I don't look 21?
No. You look too
mature. Okay, girl, that was the right answer, baby.
You just like, because you have like stuff, you can tell like when you move, shit moves. Move the fuck out the
Get
way.
Get him in line.
Yep.
How old are you, 30?
How old am 31? I always forget. No.
You're 30.
I'm close to 40. Woo! I was just told that. Someone said, wait, what? You have children?
Oh.
I said, yes, I do. I have 3 children.
Sometimes it's offensive when people say, like, you don't look like you have kids.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, hold on, motherfucker. I've been raising this little
so mature. What are you talking about? Yeah, she's like, wait a minute. You look like you're 30. Someone from our job, someone from the administration, did not know that I had children and did not know that I was 37.
Well, that's just
and called me a liar.
They don't care.
Lie. They're like, you're a liar. There's no way you're 37. You were not. Yeah.
That's good. They were just shocked because you look so beautiful.
What do? I get sleep. Go to work. Go home.
You do sleep a lot.
I do.
I wish I could sleep.
It has to be like something in my culture. Because my
your Nigerian culture.
Even my aunts, they're the same way. We have on our nice gowns. Our yoke has been taken off because we're not going anywhere.
Wow. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes, we will.
Thanks for tuning in.
It was so much fun. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Getting to talk to you guys.
This time is a little different, though, because the studio is closed. So we're at Raquel's house and on her couch. Hoping that the microphones do well.
Oh, yeah. I like them. They're so cute.
Hopefully they sound good.
Yeah. I did move it a couple of times, but.
Yeah.
Well, until next time, guys, y'all.
Take care. Sit tight.
Yeah.
Don't let
6 feet. Wash your hands.
Bye.
Find some gloves and a face mask.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.